believe a new song is coming. A song that's never been heard. I believe a new song is coming. And this song coming out of the dark and into the light now. I can hear them singing in the church now. I can hear them singing in the streets now. Everybody is being set free, coming out of the dark and into the light now. I can hear them singing in the church now. I can hear them singing in the streets now. Everybody is being set free, coming out of the dark and into the light now. I can hear them singing in the church now. I can hear them singing in the streets now. Everybody is being set free, coming out of the dark and into the light now. I can hear them singing in the church now. I can hear them singing in the streets now. Everybody is being set free, coming out of the dark and into the light now. I can hear them singing in the church now. I can hear them singing in the streets now. Everybody is being set free. Rise up, rise up. Yeah!
obsessively, dangerously, undeniably Jesus. The vision is an army of young people. You see bones, I see an army, and they are free from materialism. They laugh at 9-to-5 little prisons. They can eat caviar on Monday and crust on Tuesday. They wouldn't even notice. They know the meaning of the Matrix, the way the West was won. They are mobile like the wind. They belong to the nations. They need no passport. People write their addresses in pencil and wonder at their strange existence. They are free, yet they are slaves of the hurting and the dirty and the dying.
What is the vision?
The vision is holiness that hurts the eyes. It makes children laugh and adults angry. It gave up the game of minimum integrity long ago to reach for the stars. It scorns the good and strains for the best. It is dangerously pure. Light flickers from every secret motive, every private conversation. It loves people away from their suicide leaves, their Satan games. This is an army that will lay down its life for the cause. A million times a day, its soldiers choose to lose, that they might one day win the great well-done, faithful sons and daughters.
Such heroes are as radical on Monday morning as Sunday night. They don't need fame from names. Instead, they grin quietly upwards and hear the crowds chanting again and again, come on!
And this is the sound of the underground, the whisper of history in the making, foundations shaking, revolutionaries dreaming once again. Mystery is scheming and whispers. Conspiracy is breathing.
This is the sound of the underground.
And the army is disciplined. Young people who beat their bodies into submission. Every soldier would take a bullet for his comrade at arms. The tattooed on the back boasts, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Sacrifice fuels the fire of victory in their upward eyes. Winners. Martyrs.
Who can stop them?
Can hormones hold them back? Can failure succeed? Can fear scare them or death kill them? Oh, and the generation prays like a dying man with groans beyond talking, with warrior cries, sulfuric tears, and with great barrel loads of laughter. Waiting, watching, 24/7, 365, whatever it takes, they will be there. Breaking rules, shaking mediocrity from its cozy little hive. Laying down their rights into precious little wrongs, laughing at labels, fasting essentials. The advertisers cannot mold them. Hollywood cannot hold them. Peer pressure is powerless to shake their resolve at late night parties before the cockerel cries. They are incredibly cool, dangerously attractive inside. On the outside, they hardly care. They wear clothes like costumes to communicate and celebrate, but never to hide. Would they surrender their image or their popularity? They would lay down their very lives, swap seats with the man on death row, guilty as hell. A throne for an electric chair. With blood, sweat, many tears, sleepless nights, fruitless days, they pray
as if it all depends on God.
And they live as if it all depends on them. Their DNA chooses Jesus. He breathes out, they breathe in. Their subconscious sings. They had a blood transfusion with Jesus.
Their words make demons scream in shopping centers.
Don't you hear them coming? Herald the weirdos. Summon the losers and the freaks. Here come the frightened and the forgotten with fire in their eyes. They walk tall and trees applaud. Skyscrapers bow. Mountains are dwarfed by these children of another dimension. Their prayers summon the hounds of heaven and invoke the ancient dream of Eden.
And this vision will be, it will come to pass.
It will come easily, and it will come soon. How do I know? Because this is the longing of creation itself, the groaning of the spirit, the very dream of God. My tomorrow is his today. My distant hope is his 3D. And my feeble, whispered, faithless prayer invokes a thunderous, resounding, bone-shaking, great amen,
amen
from countless angels, from heroes of the faith, from Christ himself. And he is the original dreamer, the ultimate winner, guaranteed.